Reports.
All right, so I thought I would belabor my reports for a really long time and make myself popular.
Oh
I don't know. I mean, give you my written report. Let me just hit some highlights and then we'll call it good. We've got a lot of business still to do. Okay, our new Sprint rig came, which is very exciting. Here's a picture.
Yay.
It's beautiful. It really is.
So
It's
shiny.
yeah, it's a beautiful looking machine. I drove it today for a little while. It needs driven to make sure that it doesn't have any issues. So to clear my head before the board meeting, I've been in pretty much nonstop meetings all day long. Steve called me like, "I got 30 seconds." Wei-Shawn called me like, "I got 3 minutes." Like it was that way all day. And so I cleared my head at around 5 and took this for a spin. Oh my goodness, what an amazing vehicle. So anyway, there's that. It took quite a bit of doing to actually get that. At one point, I was having our fleet manager call the dealership every single week. Where is our Sprint rig? Where is our Sprint rig? Where is our Sprint rig? For a month and a half. And anyway, so here it is. Let's see.
Congratulations.
I'm very
Great.
proud of this. I know that it's not like hugely consequential for the board, but I love my shiny new red police interceptor. So
Is it getting decals and stuff on it, or?
it is. It's still got some work on our side. We've got to outfit it with kit, our kit. But it has radios and sirens and all that stuff. So it's just we got to slap some decals on there. We got to set it up for shore power, a few other things like
Cool.
that. Protocols. And passed by the state. We're working hard on getting those addressed and getting people trained on them. Dr. Corsa, our MPD, has prepared a open book test that's due at the end of July for all of the EMTs and medics, and then a closed book test at the end of August. This is a great advance on the past, which is basically sign a paper saying you read our protocols. And the great thing about this is people are actually reading them through carefully and taking them seriously, and we're catching little things that need addressed and lots of new medications and equipment that comes with this. We're using ultrasounds and IV pumps, and we've talked about some of the equipment, but also new medications like carrying newer kinds of nitroglycerin, and we're carrying Advil and Tylenol. One of the big distinctions between an ALS provider being a medic or a BLS provider like an EMT is pain management. Our medics can actually provide fentanyl or something like that. They can do pretty strong pain management as medics, but BLS providers cannot. So actually having an option, and I know that I would probably laugh if an EMT offered me Tylenol, but nevertheless it is something that a BLS provider can give. And this came up in an Outer Islands call where we could not deploy a medic due to staffing shortages, and it was not in our district. And this patient had a fracture, it was in quite a bit of pain, and Tylenol actually has been shown to help quite profoundly with fractures and would have been nice to have. So some of these new medications and things like that, there it's an ambitious set of protocols. We're doing things nobody else is doing. That's both good and bad. It means more training, it means more effort, it means more expense, but it also means we're providing a very high level of care. Let's see, call volume is stabilizing. We had the exact same number of calls this year as last year in May. Overall call volume is holding more or less steady at this point. It's not, we're expecting a busy summer, but we haven't seen a full return to pre-COVID call volume, but I expect that's probably where we're headed. Let's see. We're scrambling to deal with staffing needs, so is everybody else. Orcas is hiring an assistant chief who would provide backfill. Lopez and Fire and Rescue is going out for a levy, an EMS levy at 50 cents, hoping to raise $500,000 or $600,000. I know Shaw is trying to hold an EMT class. We all have the same problem. That's countywide, but even statewide and nationally. We're trying to be innovative about this. We're potentially going to be holding a class for non-EMT drivers, which would sort of allow our EMTs to focus on patient care, and coming up with some drivers in our system would help. It's a little involved. You got to actually apply to the Department of Health and everything. And we're hoping to hold a class jointly with the fire district later this summer or in the early fall. Integration is on track. We met with the union, myself, Chief Collins, some of the union members, and the union rep actually came up from the mainland to visit with us. It was an all-day thing. We've also had a joint staff meeting between the fire district and EMS. We're hard at work on completing that plan along with the financials and everything else. Our timeline is more compressed than we had thought. The August 3rd deadline was unexpected. We thought we had August. We don't. And that's because of an anomaly with the fall November election cycle, where ballot measures are due at the time of the primary rather than 60 days, which is true of all the other election cycles. That's problematic and a challenge. But you know, things have gotten really a lot better in this regard. We're doing the joint run reviews where people are talking. You know, I met with the training officer of both agencies and the chiefs, got together. You know, things are going well there. Any questions on EMS business? I'm going to skip the hospital district report, which mostly has to do with the grants and to do with long-term care. We spent a considerable amount of time on that tonight, and that's really all I'd be reporting on now, would be what we're on the grants and that kind of thing. Any objections?
No.
Okay. Lots of agreement on shorter meeting time. Our financials, really nothing to say about that. It's right where we expected. We're halfway through the year. We got about exactly half of our revenue has been generated as of May, or maybe slightly ahead. But we've had that big April tax bump. EMS has less cash on hand than it did, paid off the building. I did cash out our investments, and you'll see that in the next month's financials. So that's also why expenditures are high. Hospital district expenditures are low due to the overpay on Mount Baker Planned Parenthood and just sort of overall lower than expected staffing expenses. And we're up to date with HRSA as well, which brought us, you know, increased our revenue projection significantly and helped out, because we were a little behind on that last time I reported. Any questions on the financials? All right, that's my report.
That was great. Thank you. So if there aren't any further questions, we'll move to executive session under RCW 42.30.110IG to review the performance of an employee.
I think we likely need at least an hour. What do the commissioners think?
Do you think so? Can we say a half an hour and then extend if we need to?
Well, there's
How
no
about
one
45
in the meeting.
Minutes?
There's no one in the meeting. I don't think there's a downside to starting small and doing the half hour.
Okay, small. Okay. It just means that if we go less than an hour, then we have to come back in an hour and close the meeting.
Right. All true.
And by we mean Chair Lindstrom.
Yeah, we mean me. I'm just taking the job for myself here. Okay.
Do we have a second invitation? Are we coming back into the meeting? Oh, no.
Okay. Not right Good. Now as we speak.
Great.
I don't like to send it out beforehand. People always get confused about which one they should join.
So I'm not. Should I say 9 o'clock?
Sure.
Okay. We will reconvene at 9 o'clock. See you
and
all.
My bedtime.
And this is the five commissioners and myself, correct?
Yes.
So, Steve, are you able to watch the feed? You can do some work in the background. If anybody joins, just tell them where we're at.
I think he's muted, but he seems agreeable.
Okay.
No.
No, I'm happy to. I've got stuff that I can do, so it's fine.
Well, you could go home and log in there. No,
but... I could do that too. But what time are you going to be back?
9.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right.
At 9 p.m., the commissioners returned to announce an extension of approximately 15 minutes. The public session resumed at 9:19 p.m.
We're reconvening here after our executive session under RCW 42.30.110. And are we recording? Yes, we are. So we were just discussing
the state the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 9:19.
Thank you.
And we were just discussing the performance of an employee. Based on that, I'm happy to further the discussion, entertain a motion. Oh, I mean, I can do it. Do you guys want me to take this? In light of our review of Nathan Butler's job performance over the last year at least, we are recognizing his incredible value to the Public Hospital District and our EMS agency. And in gratitude, we would like to raise Mr. Butler's salary. And at this time, I would entertain a motion to go ahead, Trish, if you like.
I would entertain a motion to raise Mr. Butler's salary to $120,000 a year.
You would move to raise
his salary. Move to raise his salary. Thank you. I may get Robert's rules.
I would second. With the same compensation package.
Yes. And was there any discussion or commentary?
I've got a brief amount. I know it's been a short time period, somewhat, that Mr. Butler's been in his dual position there. But obviously, he's covering a couple of different jobs that were performed by others in the past. He's taken us through a few different processes to bring unions on board and to re-sign a lot of employees there. He's updated a lot of policies. He's uncovered some fiscal irregularities that we've been able to correct during that time period. I think this is really important. So I don't think we've had a formal review of all of that, but we're also pretty closely aware of all those developments that have occurred over that time. So even absent that, I support this step. And I also support the fact that it is still significantly lower than those positions that he's serving in now were commanding before. And so I think we're getting a, yeah, it's not a small amount, but I also think he's performing an excellent service for us. And so I support it.
Yeah, I would echo what Commissioner Loring has said. We've waited to see how he would do in both roles, and he's done really, really well. And as such, I agree. It's time to show... you know, it's still not nowhere near the sum of the two jobs. And so it's he should be compensated. He's working really hard, long hours, more than 40 hours a week. And so he should be compensated.
I just for the record would like to say, you know, those two positions were $186,000 a year. So paying Mr. Butler $120,000 is still a big savings for the district. And you're well worth $120,000 a year, Nathan. Mr. Butler.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you bring integrity to the job.
Yes.
And we all trust you. And I think that you take the hard path sometimes because you know that it's the right one. And I really appreciate that we can trust you to do that. So all in favor of a raise for Nathan Butler to 120,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Nathan.
I appreciate the, I really do appreciate the vote of trust and confidence in me. And I'll do everything I can to make sure that's not misplaced. I really do appreciate it. I did not ask for a raise, and I really appreciate that you guys valued me enough to actually want to do this and to bring it to me and to I don't know. I appreciate it. It's very, very kind, and I'll keep doing the best I can.
I hope you don't try any harder than you already are. It'll kill you.
Lots of water, get some sleep, and if there's nothing further.
5:30 in the morning, you're meeting with this lawyer? That's crazy, too.
Okay, if there's nothing further, I'll move to adjourn this meeting, and I appreciate all of you. This is the end of the regular meeting of June 23rd of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1. It is 9:24. Thank you all for your time.